Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Oh, the round table is upon us, and the lights in the studio have been dimmed. And now we can let our hair down. Sean is laughing. Because this is the funnest hour in all of radio. Because we're talking about the right to keep and bear arms. And that right is not open for debate on Armed American Radio. It's why we don't talk to the other side on this show. Because you can watch them and hear them and read about them anywhere you want. But you won't get it here. So welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. If you're interested in jumping in and grabbing a seat at the roundtable, feel free at 877-956-9566. Email us at mark@armedamericanradio.org or twitter.com/AARmark, and we'll get you on the air. In fact, we have a caller. Sean, do we not?
Yes, we do.
From California that wants to talk to us. There have been, believe this or not, a preservation of gun rights in California. That just kind of boggles my mind right there. Really? Gun rights preserved in California? How can that possibly be? Rob Morris will be here in just a second to tell us about it. I would like to reintroduce my co-host tonight, Mr. Eric Von Wade from Texas. Eric, welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network.
Hey, Mark, I can only tell you, it's my privilege. I can't believe you're letting me co-host with you. Your show, awesome. It is, again, one of those shining examples of how the truth can break through that barrier of propaganda, but it just takes people willing to do it. You do your homework, and you educate people, the ammunition of truth. I love it, man.
That's great, and it's fun. You know, it's the First Amendment, it's the Second Amendment, and the First Amendment working hand in hand, baby.
Hey, you know what? I'm just sick of all of these cafeteria-style people in this country. You could call them cafeteria constitutionalists. They only want to pick and choose which flavors they particularly like, and they don't care if anybody else gets to eat. You know, all of our constitutional rights together make this country what it is, and that includes respecting the rights of law-abiding citizens to arm and protect themselves, and every bit of information out there validates that. And that's what you have done again and again, is to show people that. And I think we're beginning to see that it is catching on, that people realize emotional responses to real-life issues don't cut the mustard.
No, they don't. And those emotional responses have to be held accountable.
And absolutely.
The media is not going to do it. Shows like this do it. And when you talk to a guy like we talked to in hour number one and two, Jim Burleson, you know, that story, boy, I'll tell you what, I have written dozens of stories like this, and I hear from people, you know, I get emails all the time, and when I got that one, man, I can't even tell you what went through my head. I've got to call this man, and we need to talk about this. People need to hear this.
Well, they do, and Mark, it's because I think too many times there are those who, one, don't do their homework. They get their opinions based on headlines. They don't read with a critiquing mind. And they think that Second Amendment advocates make these things up. They couldn't imagine that all this is happening out there, because even in their minds, this is just unreasonable. A guy, how much more justification could you want? You've got five guys on one. He's being beaten to a pulp. Two guys standing there with guns. He only shoots one of them, when he could have, and I think justifiably, shot more. And he's the one being prosecuted. There's something wrong in our great free country when that guy is the one who has to worry about the law.
You better believe it. Very well spoken. I mean, it does. It baffles one's mind. How in modern America today can we justify putting this man on trial? It just defies logic. And it does, you know, I'm not one to be left speechless that much, but stuff like that just renders me almost, I mean, I choke on it. I think, my gosh, how in the world can this happen in America today, Eric?
Well, and the truth of it, Mark, is that these instances or this instance is not isolated. I mean, just recently, last week, I was talking about a guy in New York who lived in a bad neighborhood but was a law-abiding citizen who, in his county, by the police admission, had over 2,000 known gang members of that MS-13, violent, bloodthirsty, kill-you-as-soon-as-look-at-you gang. He has five of them threatening him and his family's life in his driveway, unprovoked. They're roaming through the neighborhood. He goes and gets an AK-47 that he legally owns.
That's right.
Tells his wife to call the police, stands in front of his house, and tells them that he is going to protect his home. They dare him to fire. They dare him to shoot them. And by that time, he has an approximate 20 guys in his front yard now threatening his life. He fires off what I think is, you want to talk about angels. If gang members have angels, it's this guy. Because he fired off four shots into the ground to disperse them. And he's the one that police arrest.
Mm. His name was George Greer.
That's right, George Greer.
That's right. He was arrested for, get this, folks, for protecting his property and family from MS-13 gang members.
Now, and, you know, you want to talk about something that will cause you to... first of all, firing warning shots by all training is considered to be very poor decision-making. But I'm not going to question a guy who lives in a neighborhood with 2,000 known MS-13 gang members for trying to find a way not to start an all-out war between one man and this gang.
Oh, we could what-if that one to death. You're right. We could what-if that to death. And any trainer will tell you, if you're going to pull your weapon, you're justified in using it. If you've made that decision to pull your weapon, you better be justified in using that weapon to stop the threat. They go hand in hand. So, yeah, we could what if that one to death. Eric, before we go any farther, I want to ask Sean, is George Hill on, Sean?
Yes.
He is. Let's bring George Hill, the Mad Ogre, in real fast. George, welcome to Armed American Radio, my friend. It's been a great program so far.
It has been a fantastic program, and this is a pleasure and a privilege as always. What a chilling story that this has been, and just unbelievable the audacity of the left, you know, even thinking about prosecuting a guy for just defending his own life.
Well, they didn't think about it. They did it. George, I want to ask you and Eric to hold. We have a call on the line, Mr. Rob Morris, and Rob is going to very quickly tell us about preservation of gun rights in California. Rob, I got to hear this one. Welcome to Armed American Radio, my friend.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Talk to us. What's going on out there on the left coast?
The left coast dodged a bullet. We barely defeated three bills. I say we. I just watched it happen online. There were three bills to put a long gun style registration like they have in Canada in place in California. It would have added rifle ammunition registration, the same thing they did to handgun registration out here in the crazy left-wing state. And it would have prohibited open carry. We can't, it's a may issue state, which in many cases is a won't issue county, and we defeated it by the skin of our teeth. George, they pulled a playbook that I hope you can help you should you need it. They passed it, they had to re-ratify it, and we ran out the clock.
You know, but you prevailed.
Yeah, but gosh, is that a scary way to win.
It is, but my dad has always said to me, you know what, when it comes to a football game or something else, the final score is what matters.
That's right.
You got the W in the column out there, and we should say that the open carry that you're talking about in California was the open carry, the lawful open carry of an unloaded firearm.
That's right.
And I believe her name was Lori Saldana.
Saldana.
We gave her the bonehead, rightfully so. She was awarded a bonehead of the week.
She earned
here
it.
On Armed. Oh, she earned it big time, but she was defeated.
She is.
And that's a beautiful thing. What's the third one, or was that all of them?
That was all three. The registration, the long gun registration, the ammo registration, and the unloaded open carry.
Okay, and now you still have Schwarzenegger running around out there right now.
The Great Pretender.
When did he find time to do a movie? I missed that.
Well, given what he's not doing about our rights and our budget, he's got a lot of time.
That's true.
Boy, he does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He never ceases to amaze me.
It was amazing. Some of the lobbyists just turned themselves inside out. The NRA, all the gun groups came together to beat this one back.
Well, it worked, and it worked for now.
Yep.
And, you know, I like to say on Armed American Radio, folks, that we have to sleep with toothpicks in our eyes.
Yes.
Okay? Because we can't for one moment close our eyeballs. We can't go to sleep. Because if we do, we're going to get caught sleeping. And believe me, the anti-gun forces are just waiting.
Well, they may have woken up a giant. Many groups were created around these issues, and those groups aren't going to go away.
No, they're not. CalGuns being one of them out there in the great state of California, no question about it. They're doing amazing work, and I love reading their forums. They get more responses on the CalGuns.net forum than I've seen on any other one. Rob, thanks very much for calling in and updating us. I appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network, the Roundtable. We'll be right back.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
One shot, one kill. That's Extreme Shock, the world's most advanced ammunition. For self-defense or hunting, there is no equal. Engineered to inflict maximum damage on its target, Extreme Shock's composite bullets fragment on impact, delivering devastating stopping power and carving catastrophic wounds. We've got the photos, videos, and testimonials to prove it. Find a dealer or order now at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
17-year-old Hannah says, "Sealed Mindset helped me develop a sense of self-value. I deserve to protect myself." Sealed Mindset student Rick said, "I took the course to protect my family. I asked my wife to take the course because I can't be there all the time." Sealed Mindset provides real knowledge, real skills, and real confidence in its world-class personal security training programs. For more information, visit SealedMindset.com. That's SealedMindset.com.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.org. I did. Welcome back.
Folks, you need to join the Gun Owners of America or any other group that fights for your right. Whichever one floats your boat, join them. And here's a good one, the U.S. Concealed Carry Association. Check us out at www.usconcealedcarry.com. Great group, like-minded individuals who think just like you do. You're back on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, and I'm joined by Eric Von Wade from Texas. Eric, welcome back.
Hey, I'm locked and loaded, Mark.
You know what? This is the safest studio within eyeshot.
I love it. Hey, put me in a room full of law-abiding citizens with guns, and I feel real comfortable.
I feel a whole lot more comfortable in a room full of cops with guns than I do in a room full of people with no guns, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, a well-armed society is indeed a polite society.
You better believe it.
Hey, I tell you, this, every now and then, though, we have to be intellectually impolite in order to get the word across. Just be blunt and just say it like it is. I love about your show. You've got to just lay it out there, because otherwise I think it can get lost in the mix. And you're doing a great job, Mark.
It has been lost in the mix for far too long, and I appreciate the compliments. George Hill, welcome back. George, are you there?
I am here, and I am relaxing at Ogre Ranch on the leather couch here with my Glock 23 on my hip in the safest ranch here in Utah.
Hey, I have a Glock 23 on me, too. Hey, listen to this, guys. Let's go around the table and talk about some stories that are popping up, current events. Listen to this one from Fox News, and I'll get your comments. We'll start with Eric. Kentucky gunman who killed five, then self, was enraged over how wife cooked breakfast.
Here's the thing, Mark. I don't know, and this is one of those that obviously you're going to find people that try to make some political hay out of this situation. But if a guy is literally going to act like that over something as irrational as how somebody cooks breakfast, I don't know why you think there's going to be a law in the land that's going to stop him from doing it.
Thank you very much. My comment to that was going to be exactly what you just said. You cannot legislate this stuff. You cannot legislate kooks. You cannot create a law, Eric, that will stop somebody from doing this. Harm you and me and George and every other law-abiding citizen on the planet, like James, who'd probably be dead now if he followed the law.
Oh, there's no doubt about this. And we see these a cacophony of these sorts of laws and supporters who have no real experience in life, much less the law and the psyche of society. And I think that's where we've really lost our way. Somehow we think if we pass this law, what are the arguments we hear? Well, it'll make it harder for people to do these sorts of things. Like the people who take an axe and kill their kids and wife while they're asleep. Are we going to start having some sort of license on those? What are you going to do about the steak knives that they have? What are you going to do about bombs, which are illegal all over the place?
Going to do about the gasoline that was used to burn the house down in that horrible home invasion in Connecticut?
Exactly.
You know, it just doesn't make sense. George, listen to this one. NRA challenges constitutionality of federal handgun ban for law-abiding 18 to 20-year-olds. Now, and I want to get Eric's opinion on this, too, and then I'll give you mine. Because, again, this is common sense. George, we're now in the wake of the Heller decision. And we're now in the wake of course, the McDonald decision, where the Supreme Court has upheld our constitutionally recognized right to keep and bear arms. But not if you're 18, 19, or 20.
Exactly.
What's up with that, George?
Now, I deal with this all the time. You know, I sell guns for a living. I work at a good gun counter with lots of firearms options. Some of these firearms options are 50 caliber rifles, precision 308s, what you could call sniper rifles. We've got hunting rifles capable of knocking elk down at 1,000 yards, and a plethora of AR-15 type guns and AKs and all kinds of neat stuff. However, an 18-year-old can come in and they could buy any of those with no problem. I'd even help them carry it out to their truck. Not a problem. However, if they even wanted to look at a 22 caliber buck, Mark, can't do it. That would be, you know, they're up to something, can't let that happen, okay? Because, you know, evidently it's okay for them to buy, you know, a nice elk cannon, but something that they could have in their pocket to protect themselves, that somehow crosses some line there. And the law doesn't make a lick of sense. It just has to be obeyed because, at the time, this is the law.
Yeah, man. Eric, how can we, okay, you know, we've heard a lot of similar arguments with something as simple as drinking beer. How can we send these guys off to war to fight for our country and they can't even drink a beer?
Here's my response, Mark, and I think this is one of those issues. Certainly, I've got some opinions on the drinking beer issue, but our ability to drink beer is not a constitutionally protected right.
Thank you.
And by all other standards in our Constitution and the canons of the court, we have determined that 18 is that point in which you become an adult. You can now vote, which is a very powerful weapon in and of itself, even though so many people take it for granted. It is probably the most powerful weapon in our arsenal to protect our freedoms up against that of our right to keep and bear arms. But here we have people that are full-grown adults that we can hold completely accountable under the law in all scenarios. We can trust them with the latest in high-tech weaponry. They can fire anti-tank weapons, anti-aircraft weapons, 50-caliber full-automatic machine guns, and carry a Beretta 9mm on their hip in combat. But we can't allow them to protect themselves at home and their families. And then we wonder why we don't see the maturation of our society until they hit their 30s, because we're not allowing them to be full-grown adults. We're not allowing them the consistent constitutional rights that our forefathers have fought for, and it makes no sense. All of a sudden, unless you turn 21, there's a chance that you're going to go out and murder somebody with a handgun because you don't know the difference between right and wrong until you turn 21. Doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't, and you know what? You use the alcohol comparison. We also can use the driving thing because it's a precursor while we register our vehicles.
You know, these kids can also go out and have sex and engage in all kinds of things that parents wouldn't approve of, and then go get abortions without parental consent now.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
we could go round and round and round.
They're responsible enough for that, yet they can't have a beer and they can't have a gun. You know, the beer thing, I think it's silly. The gun thing, I mean, come on. Me and a lot of other guys have enlisted at the age of 17. So we got guys over there that are still teenagers. They're fighting and they are dying, you know, in our names for our freedoms, you know, on foreign soil. Yet they can't be trusted with a simple human right of self-defense.
Now, that's right. At what point does the Constitution apply to you as an adult, as what we define as an adult? Eric and George, listen to this email. Hi, Mark. My name is also Jim, and I found the story you did tonight about another Jim getting charged by a rogue DA brought back too many memories. I was a police officer involved in a high-speed chase, which ended up with the perp getting shot. It initially was ruled justified. He didn't die, but was badly wounded. Then the politics of the area came into play, and I wound up being charged. It also took 2 years and cost me a marriage, job, $50,000, in parentheses, this was in 1980, and years of recovery. I was acquitted, but the scars are deep. It took over 20 years before I took up shooting again. I sure wish you guys were around 30 years ago. Keep up the good work. Sincerely, Jim Kennedy, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Wow. You know, and he was a police officer.
My goodness.
You know, these are very powerful stories, and I get emails like this all of the time. And when I talk to people like this who went through what this man went through, and what Jim Burleson went through, my heart bleeds for him, and their stories need to be told. We'll talk about some more of that when we come back on the Armed American Radio Network.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Smith, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
We're going to give out a bonehead. How about it? Let's give out a bonehead of the week. Let's honor Mayor Bloomberg again. Why? Because we can. Simple as that. Mayor Bloomberg, you're a bonehead. To our affiliates, we added some new bumper music in there, and we may have some timing issues. Is that right, Sean?
Yeah, it looks like we do, and I don't know why those are running short like that.
Yeah, that 30 seconds is turning out to be 10 seconds really quick, so we apologize for that. We're working on it. Eric, welcome back.
You, great to be here with everybody.
Man, how fun is the roundtable? I love it. I apologize for that. We hear that music come in. We're supposed to have 30 seconds, and we're getting cut off pretty quick, so bear with us. But we'll get that corrected. You've been around radio a long time, Eric. You know the routine.
Hey, you know what? That's what makes it great. It's live radio. You
live
never know
radio.
What's going to happen, you know.
That's
you gotta,
what's fun
You got to stick with it. Well, no, but I tell you, it's a pleasure to be here with you, Mark.
Thank you very much. George Hill, welcome back, my friend.
Oh, it's good to be here.
Hey, you guys, check this one out. This one's, you know, I'm being rendered speechless. I kind of scratched my head when I read this. You know, I hail from Florida, my adopted home state. Lee County erases ban on guns. Lee County, Florida, that's Fort Myers area, for you folks who may not know what part of Florida we're talking about. But it's being reported that there are hundreds of signs across Lee County that mention guns are banned at parks, beaches, along canals, and other areas. And it's being reported that they're being changed to comply with state law. It's 2010. Florida is sometimes referred to as, lovingly, as the gunshine state. Florida's no rookie when it comes to let's use this term here, progressive gun laws. How about that one, Eric? Let's turn it back on him, huh?
That's right. That's right.
But the state allows carry at these locations that Lee County has had signs up banning them. And here it is, 2010, and under threat of lawsuit, Fort Myers attorney J. Patrick Buckley had to file suit against the county and the Water Control District over the issue last Monday to have this rectified. How does this happen?
Let me jump in, Mark, if I can.
Please.
Because I'm
baffled by it and kind of speechless here.
This is not uncommon, and it goes right back to that same philosophy we see the gun-grabbing left employ all over this country. You know, we hear about the dailies and the things that they've done, and we hear about those pockets of people where they've propagandized the gun control issue enough that they're preaching to the choir and it helps them to stay elected. But in a lot of other places, they've lost that ground of popularity when they talk about gun control. So what they do is simply ignore the law, or they go back to the activist judges strategy, which we see employed on so many other issues that the far left brings up, where if a judge doesn't do anything about it, when it comes to their court, if they don't take action or they come up with some cockamamie interpretation, then that's what stands. Here in Corpus Christi, we had the same thing that the silver lining strengthened the concealed carry law in Texas. He's now Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson, but he was the man behind our concealed carry law that we have. Corpus Christi, Texas, refused to abide by the concealed carry law and allow concealed carry license holders to carry into city council. Now, a lot of people would say, well, why are you allowing people to carry guns into city council chambers? Well, there's no security to pat you down when you come in. There's no metal detectors. So the only people who would abide by that are those who would not be part of the problem. And the law specifically clarified it. After threats and letters from our state legislatures, they still refused to remove the signs banning guns. And so it took a clarification of the law, specifically using Corpus Christi as why it needed to be clarified.
That's unbelievable. You know who does that too? Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're terrible. I mean, here you've got a state with preemption laws that Philadelphia refuses in utter defiance, much like Daley did, in utter defiance of the Supreme Court. Still trying to work his way around it. And I have to wonder when I see things like this with Lee County, Florida. And I think, okay, is this by design?
Well, what it is, it's by attitude. You have to understand the liberal, enlightened, progressive attitude, right or wrong, legal or illegal, these people believe firmly that they know what's better for everybody. So even though it's against the law, they know that their opinion on us redneck thugs, you know, wanting to pack our guns everywhere, you know, that's the way they see us. They see themselves as enlightened. So they're going to resist every way they can. So this isn't surprising at all.
Eric, you know how much money it costs Floridians to have to fight this?
I can only imagine. I think I saw a figure there somewhere that was just astronomical. Tell me, Mark, because why would you want to spend any money to fight what the law already clarifies?
Yeah, you know, I guess Lee County is not fighting it. You know, they're changing it. It's the fact that they have to change to begin with. I guarantee you, Fort Myers attorney J. Patrick Buckley isn't free. Okay, somebody's paying this man to have to get the state to have to force Lee County to abide by state law, which is, it's just crazy. And we see it all the time. I guess it's, you know, again, it's why we have to sleep with toothpicks in our eyes. You know, you can't go to sleep. These people will nickel and dime you all day long. And as long as it goes unnoticed and unchallenged, they will continue to get away with it. Judges,
well, Mark,
That was one of those things, just to make this point, I don't mean to interrupt you, but this is exactly the strategy. It is a Vietnamization, if you will, of the gun control agenda. How many times do they throw these little efforts that they probably don't plan or have much hope of success in front of the public to desensitize us to the issues so that they can catch us sleeping? How many times do we hear about some ridiculous idea about disarming these people or this or that, and it doesn't have much of a chance of getting through, but it's desensitizing us to the efforts so that when they do have a shot, they'll catch us sleeping.
I know. Listen to this email we just got. I'm going to bounce all over. That's what I like about the roundtable. Mark, I turned 20 on May 14th. 1969. I turned 20 on May 14th, 1969. On July 15th, 1969, I went home after 1 year, 6 months, and 29 days in combat in Vietnam. I could not drink in my home state of Texas, and I could not vote. Jim Webb, Springfield, Missouri.
Mm.
You know, yeah, that's the response. Mm. Wow.
And not only that, but here's a guy that had to endure some of the worst treatment and disrespect for what he had done and his generation had done serving our country. So imagine coming back now, you've got these guys preaching love and peace, and yet throwing bags of urine and feces at these guys, calling them baby killers, and what goes unreported are the assaults that our soldiers had to endure to the likes of a bunch of these stoned, whacked out of their mind, stinking, filthy hippies, and yet they're not allowed to defend themselves.
Right. And, you know, something as simple as that one sentence in that email pretty much sums it up. And it does. It makes you wonder. It makes you wonder. It makes you think. And that's what we have to do. We have to think. Here's one for you. Think about this. I am not a big fan of Obama and the health care bill. I believe the health care bill will be used. I don't know, Eric, maybe we have to read all 2,700 pages first.
But somebody would have to before they voted on it, you would
yeah.
think.
Well, we want to pass it first to see what's in it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Who said that? Pelosi?
Yeah, that was Nancy Pelosi.
Right, yeah, Nancy Pelosi. Hopefully she's going to be fired from her job here real soon. She'll still have a job. She just won't be at the helm. But listen to this. Sheriff wants list of patients using painkillers. This is in North Carolina. Now, I'll give you the gist of this when we come back. I'm informed we're getting ready to take a break here in just a few seconds. But I guess in a nutshell, the sheriff in North Carolina wants access to state computer records identifying anyone with prescriptions for powerful painkillers. We'll be right back.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually,
Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Deep concealment and amazing affordability combine in Galco's new Tuck and Go inside the waistband holsters. The Tuck and Go's open top allows for a fast draw, while the holster's reinforced mouth allows for smooth and easy reholstering. Available for over 35 models of handguns, the Galco Tuck and Go combines amazing affordability with the quality you expect from Galco gun leather. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, please visit galcogunleather.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
Only when the brakes work right. Sean, what do you think? The timing's been off, but we fixed it. Now we know what we're doing. Before we went to the break, I was talking about sheriffs wanting lists of patients using painkillers in North Carolina. What does this have to do with guns? It has a lot to do with guns. And the reason it has to do with guns is because it harkens back to registration. Now, some sheriffs in North Carolina want access to state computer records identifying anyone with prescriptions for powerful painkillers and other controlled substances so they can, quote, get this, better go after those who are abusing the system. And this is the same argument we hear from the gun grabbers, right? Eric?
Oh, hey. You know, it is the exact same argument. And I'll tell you, I think it's tied in together in a very direct way. Because if you can, in this society, convince the general public or the lawmakers that it's somehow acceptable to violate that very private and I would say, close protected concept of our doctor patient privilege, and if we can get into that, then they can get into anything else. Because I tell you, the one thing people don't want is too much about their medical history to be known, because you see exactly how that will be abused. You'll see that the people who are left without insurance, you'll see the individuals who everything that they do is going to be chalked up to, oh, well, you're on painkillers, and we know how the courts love to manipulate this.
You can't own a gun. We know you're on a controlled substance.
Absolutely. Not
you can't own a gun.
We want to know how many guns you have and where you keep them, because you're a danger waiting to happen. I mean, they already look at every citizen as a potential criminal anyway. That's the mindset of the gun grabber.
Ah, that's a great point. That's a great point. We're not talking about here the presumption of innocence. We're talking about the presumption of guilt right out of the box.
Oh, absolutely. It's just a matter of time in the mindset of those who don't believe or support the Second Amendment. It's just a matter of time before every citizen becomes a criminal. And I think it says more about the people who believe that and their mindset than anything else. Because I can tell you, I've gotten really mad at people.
And my thought never goes to, I'm going to kill this person because I'm having an argument with them or because they've done something stupid. It doesn't enter into it, but they believe that it does. And I think,
well, you know, if you have a gun in close proximity to you, Eric, and you get mad, boy, that's a dangerous combination.
In their minds. Here's what they don't understand. I am always in close proximity of a firearm.
Right.
You guys were talking about Glocks. I've got a Glock Model 34 that I happen to like a lot, and I love that Extreme Shock ammo. I've hunted with it. I've used it for a number of different purposes, and I carry that for self-defense. I've also got a Kimber 45 that I carry, and I have had people run me off the road for some unbeknownst reason and threaten to assault me physically, try to provoke me into a fight. And quite the opposite. If I hadn't had a firearm, I might have got out and opened up a real big can of whoop-ass on them. But I wasn't about to get into that altercation knowing I've got firearms around and near me. So I did all I could to defuse the situation.
Wow. A responsible, law-abiding citizen.
Well, absolutely. And it's what you've got to do. The last thing I ever want to have to do is to use my firearm to stop a threat. That's the last thing I want to have to do, but I'm fully prepared to do it, but that comes with a lot of responsibility. I don't want to have to, so therefore I avoid more conflict than I probably would otherwise.
The way to win the gunfight is to avoid it at all costs.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's the way, ladies and gentlemen, that's the way law-abiding people think. And I, you know, here you go. I hate to throw this out, but I have to. 100 million guns hurt no one today.
Hey, you know, the truth, and I'm sure you've talked about this before, Mark, they don't make their way into the gun control statistics, but firearms, the brandishing of a firearm, the willingness of somebody to use it if they have to, has saved more lives than all other methods combined. When you look at firearms, are far more often used to save lives without taking them than they are ever used even to save a life and taking it, but they don't make it into the statistics because someone wasn't shot. There wasn't oftentimes a charge filed against someone. And I think that's a travesty in the end because we're not seeing those statistics except for shows like yours put forth to the general public.
They estimate up to 2.5 million times per year a firearm is used to defend an innocent life without a shot, in 95% of those cases without a shot having been fired. That was my case as well. George, you wanted to say something here?
Yeah, I was going to say that what the sheriff is doing, you can kind of see where he's coming from. If he's wanting to use that information to find the people who are abusing the system for either doctor shopping, like, unfortunately, like what Rush Limbaugh did. He was going around to different doctors giving prescriptions to, unfortunately, abuse the drug because he needed more of it than what one doctor was willing to give, or to take the drugs to resell for other users to abuse. But that information could also be used. He could have that database open to him, and he could say, well, let's check this against my record of CCW holders. And all of a sudden, they could be knocking on doors. Yeah, you're on a prescription drug that contains narcotics, and you have a concealed carry permit, so we're going to take your guns. And what's scary about that kind of information is that it can also be used against somebody, a returning soldier who might have a note in his file saying that it's possible that he has post-traumatic stress disorder. And PTSD has already been used to take away the gun rights of some soldiers.
Yeah, we're seeing that already. That's already happened. And it's a travesty for our returning veterans who are being told that they've lost their Second Amendment rights.
It is.
For quote-unquote medical purposes, and this is what is so dangerous. It's why when the young mother takes her children to the new pediatrician, Eric, and the questionnaire is filled out, are there any guns in the home? Time for a new pediatrician. This is the danger of the health care bill. That guns, you know, that the issue of guns can be used as, you know, that public health can be used to circumvent our constitutional rights. And we have not yet seen the full ramifications of this bill. Of course, we're probably only, 300 pages into the 2,700 by now, I think.
It's absurd, and I want to say both of you made an excellent point. Here again, it gives me flashbacks. I know it's been talked about a lot, but I remember Tom Selleck sitting in front of Rosie O'Donnell. I'm sure you've hit on this over the years, but it is iconic in the mindset of many people, unfortunately, who have a soapbox, not just in Hollywood, but elsewhere. And you see this Centers for Disease Control mentality once again popping up with the pediatrician asking if there's any guns in the home, when you have Rosie O'Donnell screaming in the face of Tom Selleck saying that he ought to lose his kids, or he ought to not be able to have his kids if he's got a gun in the home. Now, I can tell you, I have grown up around firearms. There's a picture of me on my website where I am half the size of my grandfather's 12-gauge Winchester shotgun that he used to let me hold under his supervision when I was, I don't know, 3, 4. And, you know, all of my friends, it is something you take precautions. But again, if you don't expose them to these things, you're not going to teach them to be safe with them. You're going to create this mystique and that curiosity where they are going to be sneaking around and seeking out these firearms when you're not around to supervise them.
How many times, ladies and gentlemen, have we talked about on Armed American Radio stripping the curiosity from your children as a first line of defense to keeping them safe around firearms? Very, very important point. Eric, did you have fun today?
Hey, I had a blast, Mark. Anytime you want me, I'm here for you.
You can count on it. I want you back on. We have so much to talk about. 3 hours just isn't enough to do it. George, I know you had fun.
It's always fun, Mark. Always.
Very educational today with Jim Burleson. I'd like to thank Jim for coming on and telling that harrowing tale of what happened to him, and hopefully you can use that if you've made the decision to carry a firearm. Next week on Armed American Radio, Rob Pincus comes back to talk about his trip down to South Africa and the training he did, and Larry Pratt from the Gun Owners of America. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in and order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.